Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If a couple goes to couples therapy, is that kind of the beginning of the end of their relationship?
Not at all.
Maybe it's not. Okay, that's good to hear. The reason I bring it up is that tonight, Lindsay and I, for the first time, are going to go to couples therapy. We have been together for about 7 years. We've been married for, oh my gosh, about 3.5 now. Holy crap, I better start planning out our anniversary and see what's going on and try to figure things out. Now, I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, what do you do? Because I'm really afraid about going to couples therapy tonight. Like, I'm kind of worried about it. I'm a little concerned. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you've been, your thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. Now, here's my concern. I don't like sharing with people certain things, and I understand everybody's going to say, oh my God, Joe, it's your wife, you have to. I agree. You're not wrong at all. You should be able to tell your partner anything and everything.
Yeah, I want to know how you told her. How did this get brought up? Whose decision was it to go?
It's been brought up by both of us at separate times. I think this time she brought it up.
In anger, like in the middle of a fight, like, we need to go to therapy. Or was it like a calm, like, you know what would be good for us? Like, what was the mood?
Maybe on a come down. I don't think it's ever been like, I'm so angry, we need to go to couples therapy.
Well, sometimes it is for people. That's the breaking point, so I just didn't know.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying just for our case, that wasn't it. But we've had some, like, you know, just arguments and different things that have really gotten frustrated. You know what it is? It's that we... When everybody feels like they're trying in a relationship and you feel like the other person's not, but then that person's like, well, I'm doing everything, you're doing nothing. Has anybody ever had that in a relationship? Where you feel like you're not the problem, the other person is, like, you, it's like, I'm doing all this and you're saying that you're noticing all the things they're not doing.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that's like a common relationship struggle.
That's what everybody in a relationship feels like. They're not the big problem, it's the other person.
Right. Well, and I also think that has to do with like knowing each other's love languages.
Well,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading that book for the third time. I guess I should write down what my wife's love language is.
Well, you can know it, but are you putting it and using it into action?
Well, here's the thing. I'm super smart. Well, this is also, too, I feel kind of weird. Tonight, when we go to therapy with my therapist, Julie, she's my therapist. I mean, does that mean I need to get a new therapist? I'm not saying she's not qualified.
Wait,
but
she is or isn't going to also be the couple's therapist for you?
She is going to be the couple. She's going to do couple therapy. So I'm like, she better be on my side, right?
So does couples therapy, like, obviously there's sessions together, but then is Lindsay also going to go see this chick by herself?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Does Lindsay see a therapist?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Interesting. Okay.
So, I mean, I just... there's just certain things I can't. Like, I watch This Is Us, so that's how I know everything about therapy now. But I just don't know when it comes to actually talking about what the other person is doing and how they make you feel, if I can be honest. Because it's not that I'm going to say something mean, but...
Well, your therapist, Julie, is going to help you be able to navigate that, number one.
But if, like...
But what are some of the things, could you give us a sneak peek of what you're comfortable sharing? Like, what is something that you are going to... reveal to Lindsay during the session tonight? You said it's tonight, right?
Yes, tonight. I don't know what I'm going to reveal. If she asks, well, like, what's the other person do that makes you angry?
Yeah,
mad?
What would
you feel
say?
Like they're not doing? It's just things that, like, I feel like I am as a man doing stuff, but, like, Lindsay will say that, like, she feels she does everything in the house. She does everything, and she feels like all I do is I go to work, and then I come home and sleep, and I do nothing else. But I feel like I do so many other things.
Like what?
I feel like I pick up the house. I feel like I take care of the dogs. And she'll be like, no, it's a mess. You know, I take care of the dogs. And then, I don't know, we just undercut each other. Like, everything that the person says they do, we're like, you don't do that.
Or you say, I do it better, or you don't do it enough, or
something. Or you don't do it the right way.
Yeah, that
isn't
good.
It seems so simple and so stupid, but I'm a little concerned about going to therapy tonight. Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thanks for calling us at 833-JOE-ALEX. I hope other people will chime in here. What did you want to say?
So I just wanted to say that I've been married 3.5 years as well with my husband, and we just started going through to marriage counseling because we hit a rough patch last year where we weren't communicating. We were just arguing over every little thing that just bothered us, and we finally both decided to go to couples therapy, and it's been very, very helpful. The counselor we have is really good, so I think that they give us, you know, recommendations that are kind of common sense, but you don't really think about, especially
like
3 years into the marriage.
What's the best advice your therapist has given you for your relationship?
to learn how to forgive and let things go.
Ooh, that's
when,
good.
Yeah, because you can't be mad about something, about like not cleaning the dishes. And then even though it's probably consistent, like if he doesn't clean the dishes consistently, okay, I get that. But it's just like, you guys have to talk about what works for you. Another person has to put in their effort too. And then after therapy, if that doesn't change, then something else is going on.
My big thing that I struggle with in relationships that I'm trying to find tools on how to figure out is, how do you know who in the relationship should be compromising? How do you know whose turn it is to compromise, though?
I think both of them have to compromise, honestly.
Yeah.
It has to be equal all the time.
See, Alex, I don't, and I'm not saying you're not, I'm just saying from the Alex I know on the show, it's a different relationship with me and you than you would be the partner. I don't feel like you're very compromising. Like, you dig your foot in, you're not moving. Now, I don't know if that's Alex in a relationship. If that's Alex in a relationship, you need to compromise
it
more.
It is and it isn't. I think you are right that obviously, like, part of my personality, how I am, like, at work,
it's
is
a donkey.
Gonna be just
you're
who
not
I
moving.
Am in general. Yeah, I'm very stubborn. I am very stubborn in work, my professional life, and my personal life. I also think, though, that I am a little bit more like cutthroat when it comes to business relationships and doing business deals and things like that, negotiating, all that kind of stuff, and making decisions at work, as opposed to how I am in my real life. In my real life, I struggle. I hate confrontation. I can't stand like people not liking me and being upset with me. I hate having to have those talks and stuff like that. Whereas at work, I feel like I'm more willing to just say things.
Oh my gosh, you'll say anything on air.
Yeah, you care about nothing.
I'm exactly the same way. And my husband is actually the opposite of me. He has so much patience. He doesn't like drama. He doesn't like to fight. And so the therapist has helped me realize that that's a good thing. So that's my husband trying. So I have to learn how to accept that and how to, you know, change myself too and not be stubborn or impatient and just want things my way because that's not a good ending. And he's going to get tired of it, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's such good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. Let's do one more real quick. Kathy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. I'm going to therapy tonight. My wife and I, what do you think?
Joe, I think that Lindsay does so much, and you do so much, that you guys don't notice what you guys do. So, like, you come home and the toilet's clean, and you think that a magic fairy just came in and cleaned the toilet. But no, Lindsay scrubbed it. And you come in and you walk the dogs, and she thinks the magic fairy walked the dog. I think that if you guys were to, like, you know, take a long weekend away from each other, you would realize, wow, that toilet is still dirty. Where's my magic fairy? Or the dog, you know. You it's so used to having her do what she does, and she's so used to you doing what you do. You guys don't notice what you guys do because you just do it.
That's
and
true.
And now that you're getting kind of like upset with each other because you think you're both doing so much when you're not. You just have this routine and you just then it automatically gets done.
What if you, whenever Lindsay was at work, Joe, she says you don't do anything, why don't you like keep a, like what they do at daycare for kids? Like they'll say like at this time, so-and-so pooped, at this time they ate a snack. Like, but you do it for yourself. Like basically every single thing you do. Yeah. From this time to this time, I watched Netflix. Then I got up and I cleaned the bathroom. At this time and this time, I ate a snack.
Like
I went to the grocery. But if you keep a whole thing, so she sees it every moment of the day, what you actually did, maybe that would help her appreciate the stuff that you do. I don't know. It's just an idea. It's just coming out of my brain.
I think he would lie about how many hours he watches Netflix.
Sure.
Who the hell wouldn't?